The Illegal Curve Hockey Show alongside Dave Manuka. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, and we're pleased to welcome to the program the new assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets, or I suppose a new assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets, after we spoke with Marty Johnston earlier on the program. Brad Lauer joins us on the show. Brad, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on your appointment here in Winnipeg.
Thanks, guys. Am I muted? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're all good. Okay. I appreciate
that. Good. Yeah.
You know, obviously, Brad, you had tremendous success last year with the Edmonton Oil Kings, getting all the way to the Memorial Cup, winning the Western Hockey League. Why was this now the time to go back to the NHL ranks and take this opportunity here in Winnipeg?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, every coach evaluates after every year. You know, I spent just over 9 years as an assistant coach prior to coming here to Edmonton. And, you know, I've never had head coach experience prior to coming back to Edmonton in the juniors. And I think, you know, as a coach, you know, I always evaluate myself every season if I'm doing the right thing, or if, you know, if it's getting stale for me. And, you know, I just thought, you know, after those 9 years, I just needed something a little bit different for my game. I think I just needed something a little bit more challenging and to grow my game as a coach. I wanted to be a head coach. So I did that here for 4 years here in Edmonton. We took a team from last place to first place the first year. And I've been very fortunate to have a lot of good players here the last 4 years. And, this season was obviously the icing on the cake when you have the opportunity, when you have a chance and you win a championship in the WHL and then go to the Memorial Cup. I just thought it was the right time now to check opportunities, see what was out there and take that step and get back to the National Hockey League. Because again, I truly believe it's the best league in the world. And, the best players are there. And I believe I'm a better coach today than I was 4 years ago.
I think, Brad, most people in Winnipeg will have forgiven you after your Edmonton team destroyed Winnipeg in the WHL playoffs. But I think everyone's looking past that. I mean, that was a very anticipated series. How much fun? Yeah. I'll talk about the Jets opportunity here, but just sticking with the Oil Kings, how much fun was that series? Because I know everybody in Winnipeg was looking forward to that battle between Edmonton and Winnipeg. And, you know, even those of us or old enough to remember the Smythe division never really liked those battles. But from your perspective, how much fun was coaching in that series against Winnipeg?
Oh, it was great. I mean, all year long, we were 1-2, 1-2 all the way through the whole season, top of the CHL through the whole season. Jeep's done a great job there in Winnipeg with the kids there, working with them and growing his team from last place to where they are now. They're going to be a heck of a team this season coming up. It's a lot of fun when you can play. You get 1-2 going. I know the first game we had here was back in November, and it was a big hype. It was a big buildup for our season, and it was just all year. Each team is probably watching each other, and obviously it's the two best teams in our league. They meet up in the semifinals, and I like the experience that my team had. Obviously, they're quite a bit younger than we were. I think that gave us the edge. We're a little bit heavier, a little bit more physical. They have a little bit more skill, a little bit deeper skill. But, I think they learned an awful lot this year than Winnipeg Ice did. And I think, it was a lot of fun. It was a great series to go into. And obviously, you win that series, you go to the championship round. And, it's just to see the kids go through it, it's just tremendous.
Brad Lauer, our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Brad, named earlier this week as a Winnipeg Jets assistant coach. Now, Brad, obviously you have familiarity with Rick Bowness. You both were assistant coaches together under John Cooper in Tampa Bay. How much did that factor into your decision? You know, the presence of Rick as the head coach and the ability to work with him again.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest part of it, I think. You know, one was family for sure. It just fits our lifestyle, fits our family right now where we are in our house. Obviously Bones is a huge part of it. I had Bones coach me when I was with Ottawa way back then for 30 games. I had a cup of coffee there, and you know, it was fun. It was enjoyable. You know, we made, even though we were losing in Ottawa, it wasn't very good those days. You know, he still tried to make it enjoyable coming to the rink and really try to motivate, you know. And then I met him, we hooked up again here in Tampa a few years ago, and you know, just the excitement he brings to the game when he walks through those doors is, it's incredible. The passion he has for his players, the competitive drive he has. I was just so impressed. And, you know, I got to watch, you know, he ran the defense in Tampa, and, you know, I got to watch him every day work with those guys. And, you know, I just seen the respect that Victor Hedman, all those guys, how they just looked up to him, and the value that he gave them. And, you know, if you ask those guys in Tampa, you know, prior to the Cup years, who their best coaches, I bet you they're going to say it was Bowens, because it was just something to see. And I really respected that. And I got a lot of respect for Rick. I think he's going to do a tremendous job here for us. And, you know, that was a big part of it.
You know, Brad, you talk about sort of the ease he puts people at when they come into the rink. How important is that? You know, from the outsider's perspective, yeah. Does the general public, the media, do we really appreciate just how grinding the season can be, and how important that individual who can sort of make it fun to come to the rink night in, night out can add to a team's dynamic?
Yeah, I think it's tough for the average person to understand what the NHL player goes through on a day-to-day basis with game-wise, practices, travel. You know, they're playing no minimum of 12 games a month up to 16 games a month, so you're playing every other day, traveling throughout. And there's a lot of pressure on these players to perform. They all want to do their best. And I think Bones, I don't think you need a coach jamming more pressure and making them squeeze their sticks more than they already have the pressure on. So I think one thing Bones brings is just that relaxed, competitive nature to the team, where, you know, they want to play for you. And I think that's tremendous. I think that's a big part of coaching nowadays, is players being able to, one, respect what you have as a, what you want to do. But also give the players that comfortability coming to the rink, and not always on them, but you know, you're coaching, you're working with them. He's just got a different style, and I think that works for today's players.
You know, Brad, you said that he was your coach, I think it was 93, 94. And then of course you guys are partnered up in the teens. So Rick Bowness has had no problems in terms of lasting power, but how did you see his coaching style change from when he was your coach in Ottawa to the way he was, obviously he wasn't the head coach, but in Tampa?
Yeah, well, I think the whole game has changed. I think the players' mindset has definitely changed. The players back then, I think there was too much fun, maybe. Maybe not enough focus on the day-to-day life of being a professional athlete on some guys, some play cases. Not saying that was for everybody, but I think the players in today's game are tremendous athletes and tremendously dedicated to the game. Very focused, take care of themselves. And as far as coaching, you want to make sure you give these players every opportunity to have success. And I think Rick does a lot of things like that, where guys can come to him. He makes guys comfortable around him. You know, when your team is comfortable, your team enjoys coming to the rink, you know you're going to get the best out of them.
Brad Lauer, Winnipeg Jets assistant coach, is our guest. Saturday morning, you're watching the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Now, Brad, you're obviously making that adjustment from head coach to assistant coach.
Yeah.
What needs to change from how you approach the day to day in the new role versus what you were in Edmonton?
Yeah, no, for sure. But you know, I think one thing for me coming back to being a head coach, I think I understand more what head coaches go through. You know, I maybe didn't understand that prior to these last 4 years of, even though I was in junior hockey, you know, there's still a demand and still, stuff pressured on head coaches. And, you know, I maybe didn't see that when I was in the NHL last time as an assistant coach, of the day-to-day challenges that head coaches go through. And I think I respect that a lot more, of what is demand on him. I think also with Rick, I believe he, one thing with Rick, he includes everybody. He wants everybody to have a say. He wants everyone to have a voice. He wants you to coach. He wants you to teach. You know, he wants to make sure we're all on the same page. And I still think he's, you know, he gives you that freedom for me, to still be able to do that. And, you know, for me, it's, as a coach, you know, obviously I've been an assistant coach before, just the support, you know, you have your input, but, you know, the decision is get your head coach and you support that decision. And you take that to the players and then you go to work.
You know, Brad, one of the things that, you know, this obviously this Jets team had a lot of expectation last year and they didn't quite meet that. And, you know, it sounds like, and we don't know, and it looks like they're going to run back quite a large number of the guys next year. But, of course, it's a whole new coaching staff. Essentially, right? Yeah. So from that clean slate, what is the opportunity from your perspective? Like when you saw that this was, when this job was offered to you, what kind of opportunity did you see working with this Jets group? How do you see these guys in terms of being able to make, hey, I mean, obviously you didn't join because you don't want to win a Stanley Cup. That's your goal. So how did you see that from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I've been obviously these last 3 years for, it doesn't matter what league or what level of hockey you played, and it has been fun, to say the least, you know. Yeah. You know, we've been very fortunate in the Western League. You know, during the lockout, we played 23 games. You know, we were in a little bit of a bubble. Our players were only allowed to travel to their billets and home and then back to the rink. And then we tried to make it as comfortable as much as possible. It was still tough on them. It was still demanding on them. You know, I think that happened with a lot of NHL teams. Those are tough couple of years to go through with COVID, and you're locked in a little bit and it's a little bit different and things aren't going well. I just don't think some teams perform to their potential. And I was fortunate enough to, in the bubble here, to go to a lot of the games that Edmonton Oilers were playing. And I got to watch Winnipeg play an awful lot. I really liked how a lot of their players on their team, how they play, the type of game they were playing at the time. And I think there's a lot of skill. There's a lot of young, good players on this team. That was very attractive to me when looking at this opportunity. And I still think it's there. I really do. And I truly believe Rick is a guy that can take that and get that back out of these guys that they had, you know, 3-4 years ago. You know, I just think these last 3 years, very, very tough for some teams. Maybe it was one of Winnipeg's team, but, you know, we're not going to look back at what happened. The group here moving forward it's all about now and moving this team forward.
Brad Lauer, Winnipeg Jets assistant coach, our guest here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Do you have much familiarity with some of the players that you're now going to be coaching on the Jets, like personal interaction with them, or just sort of arm's length kind of relationship?
Yeah, pretty much arm's length relationship. I mean, obviously, like I said, I got to watch some of the practices when I was here in Edmonton. Actually, I actually recorded a few of them for our group. You know, if you're not coaching, if you're not stealing drills, you're not coaching. So, you know, that was some of the stuff that we did here in Edmonton, being in the bubble. We were able to watch a lot of teams practice and stuff like that. So, you know, I got to see a lot of these players practice and obviously play while they were in town here. But it's more of an arm's length. And as we get into town here, it'll get closer and closer with a bunch of the guys here.
We were talking with Marty Johnston earlier on the program, and he said that, you know, you guys have spoken, the assistant coaches, but you haven't all got together. You know, when you get together for that first time, you know, and you try and build that camaraderie because you have familiarity, obviously, with Rick, and I'm not sure about your familiarity with Scott Arneal. But how does the coaching staff go about and sort of building that brotherhood that to maximize your effectiveness?
Well, I think it's personalities too. I think I know Scotty. You know, I know Flares. You know, so you know, we've all met at some time in our career, whether we're coaching or playing. You know, I think there's a little, obviously every coach that's coming and has ideas and philosophies and stuff like that. And I think one thing is, early conversation. You know, we want to have a lot of dialogue right away. About systems, about, you know, strategies and stuff like that. You know, I think we'll put everything on the table and see what we can come up with. But, you know, that'll be the start of the relationship and building, you know, that coaching chemistry.
You know, Brad, you're a guy from Saskatchewan. So what does it mean to you to be, you know, setting up in your NHL roots here in Winnipeg and getting a chance to, like you said, folks in Manitoba really were geared for the last mm-hmm. couple of years on yep. this team being a championship team. They still think that there's a potential for that. You've got a goalie yep. like Connor Hellebuck. So from a roots perspective, from your family perspective, what does it mean yeah. to just be so close to home and yet still coaching in the NHL?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, obviously, coming here in Edmonton, it's, you know, coming back here, we've never been in, our family was never here in Canada for almost 11 years prior to coming. I spent 4 years in Anaheim, another 3.5 in Tampa. You know, we didn't have any winter clothes when we came back from Florida. You know, those were our last two cities. And I was like, you know, next thing you know, everyone was out buying Canada Goose stuff and staying warm. But, you know, so it was good to come back here and you got to see your family. It's good. It's, you know, we had, unfortunately, you know, my early career coaching, my kids are a little older now, but, you know, we didn't have that, drop them off at grandma's house or my cousin's house or my sister's house to babysit. We always had to find a babysitter. So it's kind of neat to come back to your roots and you have that connection with your family that you haven't had for quite some time. I have a feeling tickets will be a bother, will be a pain.
You'll have friends and family coming out of the woodwork yeah. that missed all lots those babysitting calls.
Lots of text messages. Yeah, by the way, I live in Winnipeg now. By the way, I haven't heard from you in 25 years either. But no, it's all cool. I think it's cool just to have friends and family around you. And now, you know, reaching out to people you haven't heard from in a long time, you had a relationship back as a childhood. I think this is cool. I think it's just yeah, for me as in our family, we're very excited about it.
44 goals scored in your NHL career, Brad. One of them was in Winnipeg. Do you remember that at all?
In Winnipeg or in Long Island? I know I scored on Long Island.
Maybe it was against Winnipeg on Long Island.
It was a shorthanded goal, I believe one of them was.
There you go.
Yeah, so I think one was a shorthanded goal.
Do you remember most of those 44 goals? Is that just something? I mean,
well, that's not a lot of goals.
I know, but still, I mean,
I had 17 in 1 year, so it was like, yeah, but yeah, I think I remember. I think it was Long Island, the one I was shorthanded. I created a turnover, and I just took a quick shot and went in off the crossbar and in. But I'm not sure if I can't remember if I scored in Winnipeg.
It could be. I got it on my second screen.
I know. I had my my rookie thing in Winnipeg, which I don't like those memories of back then.
I was going to say, can you tell any of those stories? Might not be able to be shared.
And it wasn't a meal, which I wish it was.
Yeah.
But that's what I remember in Winnipeg, in the old barn.
the bad old days, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hear you. But
no, it's, you know what? One thing I do, Winnipeg always had fantastic ice. Like all the players talked about when we came to Winnipeg, the ice was great. It was like, oh man, you feel like you're gliding. You can skate forever. Always had tremendous ice in that old barn there.
Well, if we can't make ice here in Winnipeg, then you know yeah. something fundamentally has gone wrong yeah. with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Brad Lauer is one of the new assistant coaches of the Winnipeg Jets. Brad, congratulations again.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
Your time. Appreciate you joining us this morning. And only about another, you know, maybe 7, maybe 8 weeks till we're back at it for the start of training camp.
It's coming quick. Looking forward to it. Want to get settled in there and get going here.
I was going to say, when are you planning on making your way into town?
Hopefully by mid-August. Trying to find a place to live right now. And then, you know, hopefully get something settled up here this week. And then, you know, maybe back and forth a couple of times, but I would like to get in there by, you know, the mid-August.
Well, we have a moving company that sponsors our show, and we have a realtor that sponsors our show.
Okay, so perfect.
If you need any help, just let us know and we'll hook you up.
Are they all free?
Hey, how can you tell Brad's already a Winnipegger?
I got some farmer in me. That's me right here. I grew up on a farm, so the crops are good, but they're not in the bin yet.
Excellent. Brad, thank you so much. Have a great Saturday.
Okay, guys, take care.
Appreciate it. He goes. Brad Lauer, the newest assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets, joining us here on the program.
Thanks for listening to this broadcast from Illegal Curve Hockey. For more great Illegal Curve content, subscribe to the Illegal Curve YouTube channel, follow at Illegal Curve on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and visit your online home for hockey in Winnipeg, illegalcurve.com.